I'm gonna smash this beat. You already know what time it is. This mother beat ain't gonna catch up with me, boys. Platinum time, beat.
Awesome. That is one of the better ones.
That's amazing.
We need to, you know what I think I want to do? And of course, you know, we won't get around to doing it, but we should like list the 275 or so liners that we have and do a poll. Maybe we'll do a category. You know, we'll put them in a hat. We'll pull 16 out. We'll do a breakdown. And we'll try to get to the bottom of what are some of your favorite, my favorite, the fans' favorite, and the most hated. Because we'll play the most hated more than we'll play the favorites.
That'd be great. We can do that. I mean, I would speak. I mean, Mike Perry could be up there with one of the greatest hype men of all time. Along with my boy, Conor Gregor, the GOAT.
Yeah, well, again, thanks for rallying me back up. I was having me a diet soft drink. I was trying to, you know, come down a little bit and not be so upset. But and I know, and the fans know, that you say stuff just to tick me off. You don't even believe half the stuff you say. But to call Conor McGregor the GOAT is typical Matt McClellan.
Well, look, let's be honest. It's better to have a better hype game to sell tickets and to promote a fight and to get fights sure. than it is to be a skilled fighter in today's modern age.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not going to argue with that.
A YouTube star named Joke Paul is what they're calling him. Joke Paul. He's now going to fight Ben Askren apparently in March. Is that the rumor?
Oh, and I think Paul probably is going to win.
And then he wants Conor McGregor, so he's calling out the GOAT. You know, he goes straight to the top. He went straight to the top. He started calling out Conor after he knocked out Nate Robinson. And, you know, so yeah, you've got to be a hype man. I mean, Don King perfected it, right? Uh-huh. Don King was like the Airbnb before Airbnb, right? He owned nothing. He had no skin in the game. He just, like, hyped it up. You know, Airbnb, they don't own any property. It's not a – they don't own one single property. They just – like rent your property. So being a hype man is the most important job in professional fights or professional sports.
I am not disagreeing you at all. You know, and there's a difference between making money, selling tickets, and being called the greatest of all time. Typically, when you say GOAT, you're talking about the greatest of all time. Most people, me included, when you say GOAT, I'm not thinking who's the biggest clown, you know, who's the biggest, because then I would call you a GOAT.
I am a GOAT, but you can't call Conor McGregor a clown. He had a double champ. He was a double champ before double champ.
Oh, no. You know, the guy, very talented, you know, but in no way would I ever, ever call him the GOAT. You can't. You cannot say that Conor McGregor is the greatest mixed martial artist of all time when the guy who beat him is also undefeated. And I'm not saying Habib is the GOAT, because I'm sticking with John Jones is.
But and what's going on in the heavyweight landscape? I mean, it looks like Nagano Miocic, number two, is going to happen before John Jones gets a crack at the title. Is that correct?
I believe that is correct, and I don't necessarily have a problem with that. Where the problem is going to be is if John Jones takes a heavyweight fight before fighting Miocic or Nagano and loses, that's now gone.
Oh, yeah, because he's got to work his way up the rank, right?
Well, the whole thing is gone then. You know, once he loses, he may not be at that point the GOAT anymore. And we've discussed this before. There's been plenty of GOATs. GOATs change. The sure. greatest of all time changes. I'm pretty confident that somebody is being born this week, next week, you know, before we get to 2021, that at some point will become the GOAT of something.
Sure.
So the GOATs change on a regular basis. I'm just saying that if John Jones goes and fights somebody, whoever that may be, and loses, that's going to kind of take away. It's going to kind of dampen, you know, him. What? And he may not even get the title fight. He may not, you know, ever get the, you know, Israel fight.
But I'm okay with
Nagano getting the title shot first.
If Tom Brady loses and doesn't go into the playoffs or get deep in the playoffs, does it diminish his GOAT status?
Absolutely not.
No?
No, of course not.
He doesn't just show how superior the system was in New England, how Belichick was a better general, like that he just played a part in the system and executed like a better game plan than but he wasn't really the factor of what made it work.
Even if the most recent gibberish that you've said just now, even if any of that and all of that is true, it doesn't change the fact of how many Super Bowls Tom Brady also went to with Bill Belichick. And no, struggling this year, if he is ousted in the first round of the playoffs, it doesn't change anything. He still is the GOAT as of today, the greatest of all time. Now, you've got, Mahomes in Kansas City, who in 10 years may become that. Everybody's jumping on Mahomes, and he is very talented. He's won one Super Bowl. He's had two good years, and he very possibly could be. But no, you can't. If you're the GOAT and you have a bad year, it doesn't drop you so far below a guy who's just really good.
Am I the only one that thinks that Patrick Mahomes sounds like Kermit the Frog?
Oh, yeah, you've talked about that. And the commercial.
I mean, you hear that Hillsborough commercial or whatever K Jeweler or whatever that mall jewelry shop is. Like, I can't. It's like Kermit the Frog speaking to you directly.
I like the other one, the State Farm, where he's pouring like 2.5 bottles of ketchup, on the stick. You have to like that these guys, these athletes, male or female, can laugh at themselves enough to make a ton of money. Peyton Manning, was when he came out, he was Mr. Goody Two Shoes. He was, he didn't make fun of himself. He didn't laugh. He didn't. And then all of a sudden he goes on Saturday Night Live. He makes fun of his mom. He has some really hilarious commercials and, shows that, he's human. That he's not just this figure, which I think Tom Brady is showing with the way he's lashing out, like we talked about the first hour with to and against Tony Dungy. I think it just makes him a little more human. But sure. At some point, there'll be another quarterback that'll take over the goatness, but I think it's going to be some time.
Yeah, I mean, and this goes back to kind of the hype man status. I mean, we opened the top of the hour with the Mike Perry liner. And I just wanted to share this from Mike's best friend and training partner, the Spartan Life 32 on Instagram. If you follow Alex. Nicholson, I'm going to post it because I'm going to say word for word what he posted, but said, in honor of Instagram deleting my last post, I'll repost. Getting threats at my life and child's via social media almost daily, called a loser by MFers who would buy pictures online of women that I've been with. I've traveled the world doing what I love, and I'm so far from finished. Just wanted to take a second to say, have a Merry Christmas to you scumbag loser blanks. I'll be right here when you come calling for me. So, but the point I have is the more hype you get and the more success you obtain, the more things like this you have to deal with. And my question to you is, you've been in these camps, you've been behind the scenes for so long, how big of a threat is it for their own personal safety, for the family's safety, when they go to MMA fights or when they go traveling or internationally? Are these things credible? Do you think that they're really in danger? Because they are dangerous people inside the octagon when it's just one-on-one, in a fight. But in the street, it's a completely different world.
The answer to your question is one word, three letters, yes.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. Give me a made-up number, 80%, 90%, 98%. You could even say 99%. Of the crap that's done in social media, on internet, to MMA fighters, to NFL players, to hockey, are just, keyboard warriors that we've always called. But yeah, there's that one. There's that one person that's trying to make a name, wants to be whatever that Paul guy's name is, wants to be that guy. And Ken Shamrock once told me a story that he was at a bar and a guy came up and kind of bowed up to him and said, hey, Shamrock, let's go outside. I'm going to kick your butt. And Ken goes, you know what? You probably could. Let me buy you a beer. Because what Ken says, and this is so true, you go outside and Ken beats the snot out of him and Ken goes to jail. And, like all, we read about these stories. Now, sure. Scenario number two, Ken goes outside, guy beats up Ken Shamrock, and now that guy is a legend.
Yeah. Right? For sure. For so sure.
So it's definitely a no-win situation. And as people call out Alex Nicholson or call out anybody, you know, for that matter, and you know where I stand with Connor, but, you know, go to a bar looking to start trouble with Connor. They know that Joe Public, Joe Think You Are Badass, you know, is in a no-lose situation, and the celebrity and athlete is in a no-win situation.
That's, unfortunately, that's the world that they live in. That's
and getting back to real quick, and then we need to hit a break, and Dave Feldman's going to come on, and, you know, what a phenomenal job those guys have done. You know, we've talked, and Dana White has said, you know, how much the UFC has done to continue and move on, you know, as has Dave, and Dave was doing some things in the Philadelphia area, you know, for some families that needed help, and I reached out, and, you know, we did some stuff together, and so we're going to get to Dave, you know, here in a second, but, you know, back to, yes, I would much rather watch Conor McGregor than maybe somebody who is more talented or more, you know, higher up that GOAT list. Yes, I'd rather watch Conor. Yes, I'd rather watch the fiasco of press conferences. I won't go to one ever again, but I'll watch it on TV possibly. You know, if you call me and say, okay, he's finally shown up, I may tune in. But sure. I'm not sitting by a TV. I'm not sitting in an arena ever again waiting for Conor McGregor to ever show up. And you know that's true. And
would you open the door? Would you open the door to the Barclays Center if he knocked on it again?
It's still wild, right? Isn't that whole thing wild? And we'll touch base on that. You know, let's talk to Dave Feldman after this this break, and let's bring back up the Bardmore Center and how close I was.
a legendary figure in the MMA history.
It really is funny. All right, let's hit this break. Coming to you live from the dungeon. You come in live from, as Chael Sonnen once said, the home of where you feed buses carrots. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Staff. So we'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim McMahon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the Christmas corner, MMA bobbleheads from MMABobblehead.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and the Humane Society of Tampa Bay's homeless pets always benefit from the generosity of the Tampa Bay community during holiday giving. There are many ways to help. Make an end-of-year gift of any amount or become a pet partner for just $19 a month. Do both online at humanesocietytampa.org/give. You can also donate items from our wish list to help us feed and comfort our animals. See our list at humanesocietytampa.org/ wish list. Items can be dropped off from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or placed in the bins at our shelter entrance after hours. Thank you for remembering those who need you most.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is MC Hammer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, putting it down.
Rondo!
All right, we are back. I'm coming to you live from the bunker. Matt's down there somewhere running the streets of the favela down there in Brazil. Let's go up. What?
I was going to say, that guy put Cheeto dust on my suit at the Super Bowl last year, that MC Hammer guy.
As well he should have. I'm glad he ruined it. Let's go to one of my favorite cities. Somewhere in the vicinity of Philadelphia is our good friend and the president of BKFC, Dave Feldman. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Things are good. And first and foremost, as a fan of your company and a fan of the sport, thank you for everything you've done and your company has done in 2020 to put the product out there. I know there's been some stumbling blocks and some issues because of what's we're all going through. But, you know, every once in a while we get lucky and we get to either attend or go to the app and watch some bare knuckle fights.
No, for sure, Randy. It's been, you know, it's absolutely been a tough year for all of us. But for our team to be able to navigate through and put on five epic shows in 2020 was really, really great for this company. We were able to actually triple our fan base in 2020, which is not something that a lot of other companies or sports or really anything can do in 2020. And since we had such a great year yesterday, we did a little giveaway on our yesterday and the day before. We helped about 40 people out with Christmas, and we gave away some Xboxes, gear, just things like that. Just give back to the fans, give back to some people in need. So it was a great 2 days for us, and just to wrap up a great end to 2020.
You know, I was able to catch a part of that. I think it was on the Facebook page, and you know, it really warms everybody's heart. And yeah, you had it on Facebook so people could watch. You know, and I'm not trying to kiss your butt or any of that, but one of the things that I appreciate is, you know, you didn't seek out for people to watch this. You didn't necessarily say, you know, hey, national media, hey, Knockout Radio, tune in and see what we're doing. You're doing things for the right reason and helping people out, and I want to thank you for that as well.
No, thanks, Randy. No, everything was really real about it. You know, we had some guys put in some donations. Some of the guys that work with us actually gave up their Christmas bonus to help out some of the family. So, you know, it really, really touched home. It was, you know, it was great to be able to give back. Some of these stories that I read of people in need were just unbelievable stuff. And, you know, it was a great way for us to go into this Christmas season and end 2020 on a high note.
We are talking to David Feldman, the president and head honcho of BKFC. And, you know, Dave, you and I have been, you know, working together since day one. You've obviously been doing this a whole lot longer. As you were sitting there in Wyoming and hoping that there would be a BKFC too and thinking down the road and have big ideas and big dreams, could you ever have imagined, and we've talked about the phone call that you got from President Trump, and a couple weeks ago you're sitting there and you sit next to one of the largest human beings I've ever met, and you're talking BKFC with Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I really was like, pinch me, man. Is this stuff really happening? It's been a tremendous 2.5 year run for us. You know, it's not short of any hard work that we do. We have a great team that works endless hours just to get everything accomplished. We have some fighters that really, you know, throw it down and give it all for the fans. So, I mean, it's amazing to see where we are and the accomplishments that me and the team made, you know, to get here and everybody that supported us. I mean, in 2.5 years, we're being mentioned, like, whenever a fighter gets released, like Anthony Pettis, all the comments were like, is he going to Bellator? Back to UFC or to BKFC. And I mean, just to be mentioned in that breath in 2.5 years is phenomenal for us. But on that note, we're nowhere near where we need to be, and 2021 is going to be our best year yet by far.
I would assume that, and as we always hear this, you know, somebody got released, somebody's, you know, wants to go to free agency, and your name would always come up, that when you did get that signing of Paige VanZant, it had to push all those conversations and all those talks to a whole new level, because now you did sign one of those people that, you know, there was those rumors of.
No, absolutely it does. I mean, you know, I'm being reached out to by all the top management groups in all of combat sports really right now. And, you know, for them to know that we're serious, you know, it was anybody can talk a good game. And we put on great shows, but we talked a game that we were, you know, we were ready to sign some big names. And until we really signed a very large named free agent, I think people weren't really sure about us. And now, you know, they're not guessing about us anymore. They know. They know we're here for real. They know that we're, you know, I don't want to say here to stay, but they know that we're not going anywhere soon, except we're rising. Just we were able to triple our fan base this year. It's crazy. Like our Instagram, our Facebook, our YouTube, the subscriptions, everything tripled this year. It was just, it's been an amazing 2020 with, you know, half the year off really because of the pandemic, and then starting up in July. It's just been tremendous.
Hey Dave, I'm coming to you live from Victoria, Brazil. I'm here for the holidays, and I brought two you know main pieces of memorabilia with me. I brought one BKFC hat, and I wear it to the gym. And I was talking at the top of the hour how the UFC fighters here, you know, Anderson Silva has moved on, and the UFC doesn't have the same luster in Brazil as it once did back when Royce Gracie, you know, started it. And I can tell you that everybody knows Bruce Buffer, that he is by far the biggest name and the star when you mention UFC to anybody in the general population where I'm staying. But when I wear my BKFC hat, they know Thiago Alves, they know Gabriel Gonzaga, they know Bigfoot Silva, they know your fighters. And I think, I don't know how your pulse is down here in South America with your company, but I can tell you, you guys are creating a buzz, and you guys have turned the corner from my perspective here in Brazil.
No, thanks so much. Yeah, we're actually being reached out to right now from a guy that we're going to try to set up a strategic partnership with and launch something in Brazil. There's four places we really want to launch in 2021, and one of them is going to be the UK. We're going to do Thailand, Brazil is another one, and then Russia. So there's the four that we're really targeting for 2021. Could be more, but we're definitely going to make our way there, you know, as long as this whole world is blessed and this COVID thing goes away and everybody's, you know, able to resume their normal life. If we can do that, then there's no telling where we're going to end up in 2021, but Brazil is definitely on the hit list.
Before we look ahead of what's scheduled, and of course the Super Bowl in Tampa right around the corner, can I read into when you just said a very large free agent, maybe Shaq might get into the ring?
You know, Shaq called out Bob Sapp. You know, he said, "I like to fight Bob Sapp," jokingly, and then Bob Sapp came back and sent me a video and said, "Shaq, let's do this thing." So, look, is that going to happen? Who knows? But definitely the talks are underway, and we'll see what happens. I mean, that would probably be the biggest, literally and figuratively, fight of 2021.
Bob is a friend of mine, and that does not surprise me that it probably took two, maybe 3 seconds to respond.
Right away. I mean, he's an awesome guy. You know, he's very charismatic. He gets the game. He gets everything about it. He gets the showbiz part of it. So it was a pleasure talking to him. He's actually going to be at our Thailand event here January 2nd. So, you know, it's great to be talking to all these legends in the sport and these mainstream guys. I mean, really sitting next to Shaq at the fight, like I talked to him, he FaceTimed me. We met on the phone a bunch of times, and then we met in person, and then him just sitting there and talking, and he's like, "Look, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this." I'm like, "Wow, this is going to be an unbelievable relationship." So we're trying to pull Shaq in. Nothing's official yet, but it looks like in 2021, early 2021, Shaq will be a part of our movement here with PKFC.
I would definitely suggest maybe we now I'm involved. You could have an event in his basketball court at the house in Orlando.
You could, right? I that house is actually up for sale right now. So who knows if that'll still be around when he's ready for this. He's living in Atlanta now, but who knows? You know, it's just when you talk about it from a perspective of like where we started from and where we are now, it's real, literally unreal. It's unreal where we are and the people that we're talking to and the people that want to get involved, but it's really happening now. Like, you know, we worked our butts off to get where we are right now, and now it's happening. They're all coming out. You know, we're mentioned in all the top free agency, like I said. We're mentioned with mainstream guys. We're mentioned with big-time sponsors now, possible network deals. So many different things that are happening right now at the end of this year. It's just, it's phenomenal where we are right now, and, you know, it just gives us a lot more motivation to work in 2021 and make this thing even bigger.
The biggest sporting event year in and year out, pandemic, no pandemic, it doesn't matter, will be in Tampa coming up in February. I know there are plans for you to be down here. Anything set yet? Anything that we can start talking about, BKFC coming back to Tampa?
Well, we're going to do fight February 5th, Friday night before the Super Bowl. It'll be Paige VanZant, and her opponent will be announced on Tuesday. Paige VanZant will be the main event on that card. Johnny Beffer will be defending his 135-pound title against Pat Nguyen, and then a slew of other guys. Actually, the holder of the world's fastest combat sport knockout, Yuli Diaz, will be making his return as well. And there could be another big name or two on that card as well, and a lot of celebrities in attendance.
You know, that's one of the things...
That's going to be Friday before the Super Bowl.
You know, one of the things that I'm really looking forward to, and I mentioned this to Dana at the Super Bowl that we did down in Miami, you know, and to you as well, I'm looking forward to, you know, having you back on Radio Row, having your fighters walk around and get the recognition that they deserve that they may not have gotten last year or the year before. And again, it speaks of, you know, where BKFC is going, but Radio Row will happen. We will broadcast on Radio Row, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun to having you guys there.
Oh, well, thank you, Randy, really, because, you know, you believed in us since day one. You got us on Radio Row last year, getting us back on Radio Row this year. So, you know, we're very thankful for that. We're actually going to be launching a week, just a short 6-week weekly radio show on Sirius XM. It'll be on Wednesdays after you, actually, right after you on Wednesdays. It'll be called Knuckle Up Radio with Paige VanZant. So we're going to do that. A 45-minute show once a week for 6 weeks leading up to her fight. So that'll be great and give us a lot of exposure going into this fight. But I'm so happy that 2.5 years later, right, we keep saying it, but 2.5 years later, now we're doing a fight at the Super Bowl. You know, it's pretty amazing where we've come and to think about we didn't even scratch the surface yet.
Tickets-wise, you know, Super Bowl will be played, obviously, at Raymond James Stadium. They're going to, you know, cut down on the attendance. So tickets are going to go, you know, like wildfire. When will the tickets go on sale for the Tampa show? How soon? Because, again, and what will attendance be?
We're going to lock in everything on Monday. Tickets should go on sale by the end of the week. And attendance will be right at, I think it's 3,023 people total, which is pretty good, you know, considering the pandemic. So it'll be our largest show that we've done during the pandemic. So, you know, we're really excited. We feel like it's going to sell very, very fast. But tickets will go on sale by the end of next week, and you can go to bareknuckle.tv to get all the information on that, bareknuckle.tv, or download our app at bktvapp.com.
Well, there you have it. We'll have more details in the next upcoming weeks. Hopefully have some giveaways like we always do. Dave, as always, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for always including us. Wish you, your family, the company, a happy holiday, a prosperous new year, and we'll talk again very, very soon.
Thank you guys so much again, and same to you guys. Have a great holiday season, and can't wait to catch up with you and see you in person really soon, Randy. Thanks, guys.
Yes, sir. That is David Feldman. He is the president of BKFC, and it's been a lot of fun, Matt, as you know, being involved, you know, watching it from the ground floor, you know, being involved with Dave. You know, how many companies can you call the president, the guy who runs the show, and get him on the air to talk about what's coming up? And I do know some things that are coming up that's going to be a lot of fun for sure.
And I think, honestly, that the biggest testament to success is there was another bare knuckle company that had started around the same time that got a lot of negative publicity. Like, checks weren't cashed and people weren't paid. And for him to overcome all that and to be where he is now in just such a short amount of time shows that he backs up his words with what he says, and he does the right thing, and he gives back to his community. And, you know, nobody's a bigger fan than you and I of Dave Feldman and BKFC.
You know, I don't thank a lot of people. You know, I don't, you know, look to the stars. I don't look down to my brother down there at 666-ville, you know, and thank people. Come on, that was supposed to be kind of funny. But I was talking to that other company at the same time I was talking to Dave. And, you know, both were talking about things and big visions and big this and big that. And fortunately, I finally made one right decision. I've made plenty of plenty of wrong ones. Like, well, never mind. I'm not going to throw you under the bus.
Co-host.
First of all, you're not the co-host. You're the co-co-host. You know, I've said that from day one. You're getting closer, but you're still the co-co-host. But yeah, I definitely made the right decision in going with BKFC, you know, and not the other organization. So, all right, we are at the bottom of the hour. Let's do what we do best, and that's hit a break. Coming to you live from the dungeon here in Tampa Bay area. Matt running around in the favela over there in Brazil. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the Christmas corner, MMA bobblehead from MMABobblehead.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and the Humane Society of Tampa Bay's homeless pets always benefit from the generosity of the Tampa Bay community during holiday giving. There are many ways to help. Make an end-of-year gift of any amount or become a pet partner for just $19 a month. Do both online at humanesocietytampa.org/give. You can also donate items from our wish list to help us feed and comfort our animals. See our list at humanesocietytampa.org/wishlist. Items can be dropped off from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or placed in the bins at our shelter entrance after hours. Thank you for remembering those who need you most.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070. 5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Adam Richman, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
All right, we are back coming to you live. I don't know how much time we got left. Segment and a half. Before we throw it down to see what's going down in the land down under, we do a lot with Dave Manley, you know, a lot of MMA bobblehead. We've talked about the most recent one. You know, we have them all, we display them all. Who would you like to see? You know, and there's two answers here. Answer one, who would you like to see? Answer two, who is most realistic that you would like to see? So in other words, I think we both would say Connor, you know, for obvious reasons.
Right.
Sean O'Malley, you know, I don't know if that can get done. So give me a name that you'd like, you know, to put on the mantle, and give me a name that you think is more realistic to get done.
I'm going to say, I mean, since he's gone and done figures in the UFC, such as Bruce Buffer, the number one UFC face of or voice of Brazil, I would go with Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan's a big figure. His podcast is famous. He's a comedian, TV star turned commentator. He has a huge presence. His voice is just as recognizable as Bruce's. I would like to see a Joe Rogan MMA bobblehead.
I do. I like that. I like that a lot. And, you know, knowing Joe the little bit that I do, what a great guy. I mean, he truly is. You know, from the time he stepped up more than he really needed to or had to when we did the Ryan Bennett Memorial Fund and raised a lot of money for Ryan Bennett's family. I've had the opportunity to meet him. I've had the opportunity to go to his shows. I've gone to a couple things with him in the limo. Just a really good down-to-earth guy. I like the guy a lot. I think Joe Rogan would be a outstanding selection.
Thank you. And if we're going to go outside of MMA, because of the Adam Richman culinary connection of coming out of the break and the feasting your ears on a knuckle sandwich, in honor of Hulk Hogan opening finally his Hogan's Hangout, which opens next week in Clearwater Beach. I just talked to Ron Howard. It's official Hogan's Hangout.
Richie Cunningham? You talked to Richie Cunningham?
No, the other Ron Howard. So congratulations to my buddy, my mentor, my friend Hulk Hogan for opening his new restaurant next week, Clearwater Beach, Florida. And if Dave Manley ever wanted to make an MMA bobblehead of the legendary immortal Hulk Hogan, I would hopefully make that connection for him.
Well, I got a better idea. Why don't you talk to your buddy and get the okay, and we'll get Dave Manley to make the Terry Bollea bobblehead.
And it would be amazing because they could sell it at the Hogan gift shop. They have Orlando and they have Clearwater Beach. So you've got two retail locations in place. And if they built a relationship on it, they could sell all the MMA bobbleheads.
I could see that definitely happening. So you're going the wrestling route. Let me think of a couple that I think would be cool.
And while you're thinking of that, while you're thinking of your answer, I also want to say congratulations to daughter of legendary Roddy Piper. Teal Piper got engaged to my friend Michael Damos over the weekend in the ring. And so congratulations to wrestling royalty as they start a new life together.
Well, congrats. We had them on a couple weeks ago.
We did.
I'm happy for them. Back to bobblehead. I don't know why I thought of this, but the first name that popped in my head, believe it or not, well, I'm going to say Rocky Balboa won, but Usain Bolt comes to mind. I don't know why.
Oh, because the pose would be epic. Because his, like, the where he does that, the whole shooting to the star, like that bow and arrow thing, that stance that he does.
Yeah.
That squat stance with the flag draped across his back. That is a that would be that's an iconic figure. I mean, who doesn't know the Usain Bolt pose?
Yeah, I think that would go over well. And you know, let's think of you can either go musical or you could go theater. You know, TV, movies, whatever, or you could go music. What would you like to see other than Steve Linnae?
Well, since the Christmas ornaments are so amazing, because I have one actually hanging on the rearview mirror of my my Jeep. I have the Black Beast, the Derek Lewis ornament. I would like to see a Clark Griswold from the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation to add to the Christmas ornament collection.
Well, that would be good. How about the creature, and I'm sure creature isn't the right word, but from Goonies?
Yeah. Yeah, the Goonies. Not the milkshake kid. Not the kid that smashed the milkshake up against the window, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Chubbs? Other than Chubbs?
Yeah. Hey, you guys. Maybe Henry Winkler? Maybe a Fonz?
Do a Fonz. You could do like an E.T. I mean, what bigger image was E.T.? I mean, you see that. Everybody knows what E.T. was.
Well, the difference is I don't think that would fall into... You know, the Conor McGregor category. Conor's never going to okay it. You know, getting Spielberg and Disney and all that to, you know. Henry Winkler, you know, if Henry owns that, he's done some sillier things.
Yeah, he's done Dave Portnoy's show, so he's obviously up for it.
Yeah, you know, so again, I think that would be cool. But yeah, but Henry Winkler's would have to be on the bike when he did the jump.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I mean, that to capture legendary, iconic images from TV, cinema, from sports history. I mean, I think Dave Manley, he can really expand this company to do all genre.
I got another one. And, of course, we can't ask him if he was alive. I could have called him. But how about an Evel Knievel?
Oh. Everybody knows Evel's jumpsuit. I mean, who, you know. Yeah, those are, I mean, that's our childhood.
As I sit here just reminiscing and stuff, and, you know, obviously I've been very fortunate. I've had a pretty cool career, if that's what you want to call this. I've had the opportunity to chat with, become friends with, you know, and become friendly with, you know, a lot of people. And every once in a while, you know, and I'm not jaded by it at all, but every once in a while you just kind of say, like, I used to call Gordon Solie once a week. Back in the day, Gordon Solie was the man. I used to play golf with Evel Knievel. It's just crazy. So crazy.
Yeah. No, and I, you know, even for myself, I mean, I've been in this radio game very short time. I've had very limited experiences.
Way too long.
And you know, it's crazy when I see a news headline pop up on my Facebook feed, such as today or yesterday, where it says UFC star Anthony Pettis leaves the promotion for free agency. And I have a photo with Anthony in Brooklyn at 2:23 when you heard a door knock and refused to open the door. And then all of a sudden, someone else opened the door out of courtesy because I heard someone knocking from outside. And Conor McGregor runs in with his army of people, and they throw a dolly through a bus and shatter a window, and glass gets into Michael Chiesa's eye, and Rose Namajunas like panics and thinks that she's under a terrorist attack, and UFC 223 literally goes off the rails, and you were the gatekeeper that said, no, it's not my job to open that door. I don't know who's behind it, and I don't care, and I'm not going to open the door for the notorious one.
That is definitely a true story. You know, vividly, you know, I heard this banging. We're at the Barclays Center. I heard this banging. I kind of turned around, and I just saw a whole, you know, gang of people trying to get into the building. And I literally thought that. It ain't my job. You know, I know how strict a lot of things are. I know how strict the UFC is. You know, you make one mistake, you're gone.
You're done.
You know, and it's happened, you know, with the NFL and some things that have happened, not by me, but it has happened, and it's taken forever to get back in. In that I opened that. Could you imagine if I would have opened that door and what happened? I'm confident they come to me before they even go to Conor.
Yeah, you'd be off the airwaves.
Well, I wouldn't be off the airwaves. There's no way I'd be off the airwaves. I didn't do anything. Well, it still would have been illegal to let somebody into the building. But I would have no longer been involved with the UFC.
That's correct.
Still be on the airwaves. I mean, that would have
changed. That's true. What that's, I've done. You're right. You would have been definitely the UFC would have been curtains out if that was the case. But then you would have made Dana White's scorching earth of all media who criticized him list. Did you see his video this week where he came out publicly and talked about how it's up to you to protect your family and to provide for your family and do whatever you have to do to survive this pandemic. Don't worry about what other people say. And then he went on a whole video montage of just trashing media guys, including Ariel Helwani, who some people like, and just like literally scorching the earth of all of these critical people. And you would have certainly made that list had you opened that door.
Yeah, that's probably definitely true. I would have been on it somewhere. So you're basically saying that I wasn't on it, though, right?
No, he loves you. Dana gave you so much respect doing the radio show at Media Row last year at the Super Bowl. I know how important it was for you just because of the longevity of your relationship and the career. And let's be honest, the UFC is so big and so massive. And there's absolutely zero reason that Dana has to have any loyalty to anyone because of the success and the fame and the money and the powerhouse of ESPN and Disney backing it. And for him to take the time and to do the interview and to be so genuine and so open and share his stories about how the president called him, such as Dave Feldman got the call from Donald Trump as well. Man, it just says so much about who you are to the sport and your legacy in it, you know. And like I said, there's 6,000 media people at that same event. And he took the time to come and do your show, or I like to say our show. But
No, you were right the first time.
But it's your show, and you built one hell of a career. And that's why people trust you. They trust you because they know you're not a typical media guy that's going to do an interview, take the parts out, and then criticize and make fun of them or tell them that they're endangering lives and all these stupid antics to get ratings. And that's why this year will be the same. And when Dana comes by again, it'll be the same story as last year. He's going to show you the same respect because that's the relationship you guys have built.
Damn, you're making it sound like I'm dying or something.
No, I mean, I don't know. I haven't been to America in 2 weeks, so I don't know if you have COVID or not. I have no idea.
As far as I know, I do not. My wife took her shot this morning.
Okay. Oh, she got vaccinated.
Yeah, so she took it this morning, and I texted her, and I said, so do you have any interest in eating flesh or chasing cars?
What, did she turn into a gremlin?
Well, that's what I was asking. You know, I was asking. She felt it was the right thing to do because of, you know, what she does, where she works, you know, at Tampa General and so forth and so on. And you know, when she tried to talk to me about it, I didn't want to talk to her about it, only because I didn't want to sway her one way or the other.
Sure.
You know, she's got to do what she wants to do, what she's comfortable to do, what she feels is right. You know, I have my thoughts that I may change. I don't know. But I didn't want to in any way sway her or sway anybody else. You want to take it, take it. You don't want to take it, don't take it. You want to wear a mask, wear a mask. You don't want to, don't. I don't care either way.
Well, you have to in Brazil. They are extremely strict. Everyone must wear a mask. You have to wear one outside. You have to wear one in an elevator, even if you're the only person on the elevator. The airport, I don't think since I've been here, I've seen anyone not wear a mask in like social, even at the beach, people wear masks.
There's a story, and I don't remember what country this young girl is in, but she flew down there. I guess she's a college student. She went to spend time with her boyfriend or boyfriends from whatever country. And he went and took her. They're supposed to be quarantined for 2 weeks. And they went and took her to some like concert or something. And they originally gave her 4 months, I believe, in jail. Now they've lowered it to 2 months.
I think that's in the Caribbean. I think they went to the Bahamas or Cayman Island or somewhere. But yeah, I just saw that story too.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is what it is, but you know, whatever. It's been an interesting year. Like I said, do what you do. Don't do what you do. I don't care either way. You know, I'm not traveling. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. But when I travel, I'll do what I need to do.
A gremlin MMA bobblehead would be pretty cool though. You know, I mean, that was the big toy when I was growing up, the movie and Gremlins.
Trying to think what the big toy, I don't even remember what the big toys were.
And of course, Ninja Turtles. I've spent my whole life becoming a real life Ninja Turtle. I mean, they were martial artists. They ate pizza for superpowers. Literally, I am a Ninja Turtle.
All right, whatever. I'm not even going anywhere. You know, but when the Ninja Turtles first came out, you know, I'm big into when I want to try to find something, I will literally go every store, everywhere. And I believe it was the Ninja Turtles. Wasn't there a female as well? She was yeah, she wasn't a turtle, but it was like she was part of the show.
Okay.
You know, because it was a TV show or whatever. I'm pretty sure it was the Ninja Turtles, and I would literally stop when we drove to Philadelphia at like, you know, every 20 miles, I'd find like a Walmart or a toy store or whatever and go in and try to look for that particular thing. That's just like the, I don't know if it was Jax that made all the Rocky Balboas, you know, those, the action figures like.
Okay. Yep.
I don't have them all, but I probably have 20 or 30 of them.
Speaking of memorabilia, like you collect memorabilia, you've always collected it, you always have it.
I don't know.
Did you find the commemorative Buccaneer? No, I guess it's not the Buccaneer Super Bowl yet, but the 2021 Super Bowl Bud bottles or Budweiser commemorative cans, or you know, I saw that floating around the internet that they're doing a special.
They are.
Commemoration for the Super Bowl. Have you picked up any or found them anywhere?
Fortunately, I have friends in low places.
And, like Garth Brooks.
And yes, said friend has the football one and the lightning one for me.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's cool. That's a cool collection.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. You know, as I sat, you know, in the broadcast area, and looked at some of this stuff, I'm like, I got to get rid of some of this.
Right, right.
Well, I don't have a lot, but when I got some of this stuff, it was a big deal. Like Drew Bledsoe, people knew who he was. You know, now I have, you know, a game-used Drew Bledsoe helmet that I think I'm going to go outside and hit the telephone pole with it.
Well, you could also give it away because Christmas is around the corner. About 2 days, so just before the end of the hour here, if I don't get a chance to wish you a Merry Christmas, I want to wish you and all the fans a Merry Christmas from Down Under, the true land Down Under, for coming from Brazil.
Okay, great. I'm going to do the same. I'm going to wish everyone a happy holiday.
Okay.
I know that bothers people when people say, I wish you a happy holiday. Should I air this? Should I air this? Then I'm going to rip you. I'm going to rip you right now.
Let it go.
See, the reason that people say happy holiday is to include everyone. And since you know that I don't celebrate Christmas, it would have been a good time for you to say, I want to wish you and your family a happy holiday and our fans a Merry Christmas, blah, 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 blah.
Well, you know, I don't like love everybody. So I'm going to just keep the people that I like.
Luckily, we don't have enough time for me to trip any. What are the holiday plans? What are your Christmas plans down there in the favela?
So apparently, the Brazilians, they actually celebrate the night before. So tomorrow is actually the celebration of Christmas. Then Christmas morning, traditional, same thing as America, kind of open gifts and gather as a family once again. And then the stores and restaurants open at 5 o'clock. And
yeah, I love stores that are open.
Then they go back to life, normal life, starting at 5 o'clock.
Before I run out of time, the Motorhead shirt, was that new or was that vintage?
Oh, it was new. And I asked Steve if he had one. He said no, but he was good. Just the thought, that's all that mattered. And during this holiday season, I'm thinking of all of you and all the fans. So thanks all for the year. It's been great.
I'm not Steve. It's not the thought. You better bring me something.
Okay. I'll bring you a Hoist Gracie used gi.
All right. I'll take that.
If I can find one. I was like, I got to search for it now. But
if it was, you know, a Hoist Gracie's, I'd put that up with my Macho Man and my Ken Shamrock and you know, the stuff that's in storage. I need
I'll probably have a better idea of getting you a Hulk Hogan memorabilia. That'd be a little bit easier to find.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Good luck obtaining that. Well. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody. Matt, go get back to the family and you know, tell everybody we said hi. I want to thank all of our listeners, all of our guests, all of our sponsors. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. We will be back on, obviously, next week, and we'll do kind of another BS rundown the year show. So for Matthew McClellan down there in Brazil, for all of our sponsors, including our title sponsor, 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone, this has been and always will be Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. See you next week. My kids, watching every
move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.